1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It's a deal worth $35 billion. One credit card company wants to buy another one. Here's Bankrate's Greg McBride.
Capital One is acquiring Discover, which is more than just a credit card issuer. They also have a card network over which the transactions are run. And they also have accumulated a pretty significant deposit base, bringing in deposits from consumers and making loans other than just credit cards.
In the Middle East, Israel has ordered new evacuations from parts of Gaza City as a UNICEF study finds 1 in 6 Palestinian children are acutely malnourished in the northern part of the territory where Gaza City is. Arab nations putting to a vote a UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza, knowing it will be vetoed by the United States. President Biden heads to California today, hoping to raise more money for his reelection campaign. The state still inundated with rain and wind and snow in higher elevations, thanks to another atmospheric river. This is ABC News. Now to a story about how a personal finance columnist who suddenly knows how crafty scammers can be is speaking out.
Charlotte Coles, a personal finance columnist in New York, says she got a call she thought was from Amazon, telling her she'd been the victim of identity fraud. She says she spoke with several people, even someone claiming to be from the CIA. Coles says the person she thought was an investigator told her there was a warrant out for her arrest for cyber crimes, money laundering, and drug trafficking.
He told me that in order to avoid arrest, I would need to cooperate with their investigation.
Coles followed the scammer's directions, rushing to the bank to withdraw $50,000 cash and putting the cash in an SUV that was sent to her house. But as soon as the driver drove away, Coles says she realized she'd been scammed.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert, the advice from experts. If you think something sounds strange in a call like that, just hang up. Astronomers think they found the biggest thing in the sky, a quasar 12 billion light years away, 500 trillion times brighter than our sun. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has new legislative district maps that undo Republican gerrymanders going back more than a decade. Governor Evers signed the new boundaries into law on Monday. He says the results will be a legislature that reflects the will of the voters.
Wisconsin is not a red state. It is not a blue state. Wisconsin is a purple state, and I believe our map should reflect that basic fact.
Evers plans to ask the state Supreme Court to make the maps effective right away, instead of waiting until the fall campaigns. Owners of electric and hybrid cars in Wisconsin are getting new license plate stickers. The stickers are required by law to help first responders know what to expect in emergency situations. The stickers should arrive in the mail by June. I'm Nate Wiegehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks are back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks headed back from their All-Star break and getting ready for their road trip to Minnesota this Friday night. They need to turn things around from that 3-7 record so far under head coach Doc Rivers. The Brooklyn Nets fired their head coach Jacques Vaughn in just the second year of a 4-year contract worth nearly $20 million. Baseball Brewers manager Pat Murphy says Sal Frelick will get a look at playing second and maybe some third base during spring training. In an interview, Pat Murphy was asked, with Craig Counsell, now the manager of the Chicago Cubs, how much bigger will the rivalry be with the Brewers?
Yeah, I think it's good for baseball. I think what Counts did can be viewed in many different ways. I've been close with this guy since he was 17 years old. So, you know, we'll always be close. It doesn't matter what happens. We could fight. Counts could jump on my back during a brawl. That would be his best strategy.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today is going to be very similar to yesterday, just a little warmer. Partly cloudy, 45 will be our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 49. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 7:06 here on this Tuesday morning at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 WISS Civic Media app. 24 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Oshkosh, 24 in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. By the way, it's Charles Barkley's birthday today. Did you see what he said the other day on national TV about San Francisco?
No, I didn't.
But he doesn't want to go there. The city needs to be cleaned of its homeless crooks.
Right.
It's like, ugh. Cindy Crawford, 58, still looking good.
Charles Barkley says what's on his mind.
I know.
It's however, like, a lot of the stuff he says is
I
not.
I agree.
You go been ahead. To San Francisco lately?
No.
$19 billion, and what do they have? More homeless.
All right.
It's unbelievable. That city has just gone, and it's so sad. That was like the most beautiful city. So I've been married for a long time, and that was Donna's favorite city, and we'd go in there, and it's just a great getaway place. It's awful. And look, I know, you know, Newsom was the mayor of San Francisco. That's when I met him, 2003.
Me too.
Went on to become governor and will probably be president, but I think this is going to be a challenge for him because, that's not a showcase. And what Charles Barkley said, you know, he could be more tactful in what he says, but... anyway, San Francisco needs some help, and because it's a beautiful city, we got to get it back to where it was. But anyway, that's not what we're
all doing. All right, Dr. Kristen Lierle is in the house. We haven't seen you in a couple weeks, wearing her letter woman's jacket.
Well, I'm wearing something underneath it.
Uh-oh. Ah!
She showed me that.
Wasabi Range Norseman. Oh, that is so cool. That's my alma mater. That is so cool.
I finally made it to the bookstore. And their computer was broken, so they couldn't check it out. So the woman at the bookstore said, you can send me money on Venmo, and then I'll do the transaction later. It was really sweet. So, like, the universe aligned to make sure that you could have your sweatshirt.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
Welcome.
That's fantastic. I will wear that with such pride. Wow.
So the
bet I'm
sweater,
the only one in town wearing a Wasabi Range.
Yeah, it's the only one in town I'd heard of Wasabi.
Right. So cool.
Wasabi, what is it called?
Range Norse.
What is that?
The Vikings. It's like a Viking. A Norseman?
Okay. That's you. You
wow,
you,
thanks for being so impressed, Jim.
You will have the. And is that school? Is that your high school?
No, my junior college.
That was junior college? Are they still in business?
Yeah, they still have shirts.
Okay, that's
so
great.
Is that exact shirt going to John?
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Well, that's even more
after
interesting.
After the show, I'm going to take it off and give it to John. I'm warming it up for him.
That's how awesome
we'll
is that?
We'll have a special just on yes. behind the yes. scenes broadcast yeah. of that.
That's very thoughtful.
That's pay-per-view.
Like $50 today.
That's very thoughtful of you. And isn't
very
that
thoughtful.
Cool?
When, cool is she.
And I think that the other part of that story is you didn't have the cash, and the lady's like, it's just Venmo me when you get home.
No, I had the cash, but their computer system was broken, so she couldn't do the transaction. So we sat there for a minute, and we were like, okay, well, I'll just Venmo you or something.
Isn't
and she
that
said,
cool?
That's
awesome.
It was just such a cool,
right.
It was a small town thing. Like
right,
that does
right.
not happen at Target.
No.
In New York City, but it definitely happens in
that
Virginia, Minnesota.
Wouldn't happen at the University of Wisconsin. Wouldn't happen
no.
at
no.
none of those places.
No.
By the way, I saw your pictures. They were really cool from Hibbing. You're the only person in the bar wearing a Packer jersey, and everybody else is in a Vikings jersey. I said, you're by yourself, weren't you? Kind of. It's like, whoa.
But Packer fans came out of the woodwork, though. They were secret.
Oh, they did?
They were hiding.
Oh, that's cool.
But
then.
Yeah, I found some other Packer fans, and now I've got a little bit of a gang for when I'm up
that's
there.
That's cool. That's uh-huh. awesome.
You have a lot of confidence. That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Because some of those bars up on the range
right.
get kind of rough.
Well, when I go into Palmer's Tavern in Hibbing,
okay.
if it's all Viking stuff, but if you look up on the ceiling, there are two Packer pennants
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Because the grandmother
That's right.
owned, or the grandmother is a huge Packer fan. So those pennants will be there until the Vikings win the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
that is the deal.
You do see that a lot in the northern Minnesota bars because it was, like, up till 1961, there was no Minnesota Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
So those were all Packer fans.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're all part of the Duluth Media Market, too. And Duluth
That's
Media
right.
Market is Wisconsin and Minnesota. So when they're doing, like, sports
yeah.
and stuff,
yeah.
they'll do the Timberwolves and the Bucks,
yeah.
the Packers and the Vikings.
Yeah.
So I hate the Vikings, but do you? I just want to say that. Do you remember when Ziggy was thinking of moving the Vikings?
Yes.
I wrote a letter saying, look, don't do that.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing like a rivalry, right?
Yeah.
I just, as much as.
But you know they weren't. It was just one of those.
Well, to get
everybody
the stadium.
Everybody tries to do it.
Yeah.
they did squeeze. They got a pretty good stadium out of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, you're right. But yeah, you're right. Probably he wasn't thinking. I don't know. He was kind of looking. Wasn't he looking at Vegas or the West
Everybody,
Coast?
Vegas is like that, you know.
Yeah, they'll
if you break up with me, I'm going out with this other girl. Vegas is that girl.
Anyway. But remember, this happened in Minnesota, and they lost their hockey team.
Yeah, which nobody ever thought they would.
Right?
Almost lost
For a
the
long
Timberwolves.
Time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right.
The
you're
Rams.
Right. You're right.
Rams,
yeah.
St. Louis.
Yep, you're right.
And,
it does
you know,
happen.
That guy was a jerk.
And the history of Green Bay, we wouldn't have the Packers if there weren't Bears, because the Bears knew that they needed the Packers
right.
in
That's
order
right.
to stay afloat back in the day.
Right.
So the Bears invested in the Packers to keep it alive.
Although,
so they're connected.
Was it Cliff Kristol?
Yes.
Who told us about one of the reasons, people are like, how did Little Green Bay survive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And the other communities, teams really wanted them to survive. And one of the reasons was because they enjoyed coming to Green Bay for the nightlife
yes.
the night before the game yeah. on the bad part of Green Bay.
Right. Because it was prohibition.
Exactly.
Remember, there was no alcohol.
Exactly.
And when the feds would come up to Green Bay, the operators would call and say, hey, they're coming.
Yeah.
And so they would hide the stills
yeah.
or whatever they
yeah.
had. Yeah, but everybody knew they could come here and have a good time.
That's exactly correct.
Mm-hmm.
Prohibition and some red lights.
Yeah, and some red lights. What are you talking about? I don't
right,
understand.
I don't know. Okay.
We actually talked to a guy one night at one of our events whose parents or grandparents ran one of those places.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah right on the east side over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
interesting.
That's a good part of Green Bay history.
Anyway.
By the way, have you read the book?
I got
Todd, what's the name of the book, real quick? You've got to read this book.
Okay.
It will infuriate you.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. Is that a good book to I mean,
it's incredible. It's about Green Bay history.
Oh.
Sandra gave it.
I'm reading it.
Are you reading it now?
I am reading it, yes.
Isn't it something else?
Oh, it's about syphilis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the
Which, by the way, syphilis, the incidence, is rising like crazy now in the world.
Well,
yes.
I thought it was, like, exterminated.
No. Oh, gosh, not even close. When
really?
I was working in northern Arizona last summer on the Navajo and Hopi reservations,
yeah.
we actually lost two babies to congenital syphilis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. When you drive into Tuba City where I was working, there's a giant banner that says, could you have syphilis? Come to the hospital, get tested for free. There is an epidemic of syphilis, and it's all over the country. We're testing pregnant moms now because babies die. So we're testing pregnant moms 3 or 4 times in their pregnancy.
Oh, my God.
It's a big deal.
Because that's what this book is about. It's about the Minahan, who was a doctor.
Yeah.
And he accused everybody, and the treatments were just horrific.
Yes.
As far as what would happen. And it did talk about if women were afraid because their babies would have all kinds of problems if they had it. And there weren't any tests for it. Nobody really knew if you had it.
Mm-mm.
I mean, this book is really something, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost hard to read.
Right.
Yet you
I agree. It's hard to read.
It's hard to read. But you hate this guy so much,
mm-hmm.
you keep waiting for him to get his.
Yeah, and he doesn't.
And you look at that, right, and you look at Minahan, like St. Norbert. There's just that's such a great name, and
mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be much, much different than
right.
it was.
Me too.
But it is what it is.
It is what it is, but she did.
And don't forget, she's in tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Tomorrow morning, yep. Linda Drew,
the
author, is going to be here.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing book. The Maid and the Socialite, The Brave Women Behind Green Bay's Scandalous Minahan Trials.
Mm-hmm.
That's really something.
And can you imagine the courage that it took back in the day for her to stand up and take on this prestigious,
the most prestigious person, every connection.
Yes.
The judge was crooked. The juries were crooked.
And this is a woman who had nothing.
Just an immigrant girl, just wonderful girl.
And the other thing, and I want to give the author a lot of credit, you know, not that we have, you know, rose-colored glasses on here, but we kind of don't, it's like, I was like, sorry to read that. You know what I mean? It's like, well, this is us.
Well, the thing is, though, it all took place in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
your house might be mentioned in here. It talks about these Astor Park houses where all these doctors live.
Red light district.
That's the fourth floor.
I know where that is. I know.
But it's amazing. It is. But the history in your Astor Park area is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Green Bay. That was the hub of Green Bay right there. Yeah. But she does an amazing job.
She's a great author.
Of encapsulating the buildings, the time, the Green Bay, and I just think it's an amazing book. Can't wait to have her on tomorrow. But again, not that we never talked about this, but I thought syphilis had been eradicated.
No, syphilis has not been eradicated. It is on the rise. It is really important to get tested if you have numerous partners, especially if you're 25 or younger, because that is the high-risk age group for any STDs.
Unbelievable. Really. And then you can pass that on.
Yeah, but it's totally treatable.
Yeah, it's penicillin, isn't it?
Yeah. And if you don't get
treated? From it? You know the most famous person to die from it?
Al Capone.
Very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Yeah.
If you don't get treated, it is entirely possible that it can sit dormant in your body and come back to haunt you later as problems with your eyes or problems with your memory. It can cause dementia. It can cause lots of things down the road. And actually, one of my friends, her mother had dementia issues. They couldn't figure out what it was. She had syphilis, and she was not somebody who was in a high-risk group. She doesn't know when she contracted it, but obviously, you know, at some point earlier in her life, she had.
Unbelievable.
The only way you can get that is
sexually transmitted.
Okay, so, all right.
So you don't have to worry.
I don't. So, unless I'm assuming Donna's just.
Oh, wow.
That's what I thought.
Why is it?
Why a resurgence?
Huh? Why a resurgence?
Yeah.
It started before COVID, but then during COVID, a lot of people weren't coming in and getting tested. And we also saw that, you know, people were shacking up a little bit more, we think.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really important to use condoms. It's really important to get tested, and it's really important to get treated.
No idea. I had no idea. But like I said, I was reading about that. It was almost like reading about, you know, diphtheria back in those days or tuberculosis or something. Right. And you just assumed, they took care of that. There's no more problem.
Well, what's the test?
Blood test.
Okay.
Simple blood test. But a lot of people are really reluctant to get tests for STDs because they kind of don't want to know the answers.
Right.
Just like everything. You know, like when you talked about your uncle who would just go to the doctor and say, you figure it out.
Yeah, if you're so smart, where I'm paying you, I shouldn't have to tell you what's wrong with me. Yeah.
You kind of don't want to know. You
exactly.
like living in that, you know, I don't know situation. But it's important to know because it does affect your long-term health.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, in this book, it talks about that, about what, you know,
things
it did to people.
Yeah, and the way that this woman was tortured.
Unbelievable.
The surgeries and,
And then his next marriage, his poor kid, that he was doing those treatments to, which were incredibly painful and just terrible. I mean,
not ethical.
No, and like I said, this book, I'm not going to say you're going to enjoy it.
No.
But it is the most compelling, you can't put it down book ever. And she is an amazing writer. She's a tremendous writer.
I fall asleep after 10, 12 pages.
Johnny
read that whole book in one night.
Stop.
Did you really?
7:30 to 1.
We're going to set a quick break. Dr. Lyerly in the house. Back after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is 2½ Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, 2½, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dykesville and cruise for Illinois Babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. 2½ Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Boys, Todd Rocknick today, or
he is.
What?
He's
feeling it. He's feeling it. That's right. Hey, welcome back. Might on the Mayor, Dr. Lyerly in the house. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors. You can't beat this deal, folks. Zero interest for up to 60 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, not having to make a single payment on them for 5 years. Take advantage. This deal at Pella only lasts until February 23rd. Pella's expert team installs year-round. They can customize any new window or door to match your unique home. They finish installation as little as a day. When they leave, you can't even tell they were there. Start customizing your home today. 0% interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Visit PellaWI.com. Dr. Kristen in the house. Uh-huh. And we're talking about things that normally would make me really squeamish and stuff. But somehow you put them in a very matter-of-fact way. And it's okay to talk about stuff like this.
It's important to talk about
stuff
really
like this. It really is important to talk about this.
Yeah, like sticking your head in the sand doesn't fix it.
Right. No. But now what are some of the things that people might think, you don't have to worry about that ever, and they're still out there?
Well, all of it.
Okay. Nothing totally goes the right way, it seems like, huh?
Well, this is why it's important to do your routine preventive care. Because it all depends on who you are, what your risk factors are, what your family history is, what are you worried about, what are you exposed to. All of those things are the things that determine what your health is going to be like now and long term.
But how accurate is some of those tests? You know, like you can go in Mall of America. Don't they have MRI machines or something in the? Didn't I read that in a mall? You can actually, or maybe it's not MRI. Maybe it's more of a scan.
Like a CT or something?
Yeah,
like
or
that.
CT. Yeah. That.
Well, like I was reading about this new thing that like really, really, really rich people are doing, because it's not covered by insurance, I guess, is a full body scan for cancer, but it's turning out a lot of false negatives or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anytime that you get
positive.
A picture.
Or false positives, yeah.
I see this all the time. I'll order an ultrasound for, I don't know, somebody's having bleeding, and we'll find something on somebody's ovary. Well, ovaries form cysts all the time. Actually, every month, ovaries form a cyst, and from that cyst come an egg. That's ovulation. And then it forms another cyst, which is what makes the progesterone. I'm getting in the weeds now.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little.
Let me teach you about the menstrual cycle.
I've never known about the ovulation thing. I've never known how any of that stuff works.
The ovulation.
I've gotten to my life this far without knowing anything about anything.
My point is that people form cysts on their ovaries, and everybody freaks out about it. Like, I have a cyst on my ovary. Yes, most people do have a cyst on their ovaries. But sometimes you'll find something that looks a little weird and you're not quite sure. We call it an incidentaloma. We're looking for something else and we find this thing. And now we're like, well, what do we have to do with this thing? Is it bad? Does it have to come out? Can we just watch it? That's complicated. That's imaging. And you know, blood tests are kind of the same. It's not black or white, like positive or negative. It all really depends on what test are you getting? What does it mean? How good is the test? It needs interpretation. So if you're just looking at your chart and you're seeing that something is negative, that doesn't necessarily mean it's totally negative. It needs to be put into context for your individual health.
But there's so many, you know, you guys want to cut costs or the healthcare insurance. So there's all these home tests, these in the mall. But if they're not accurate, you know what I mean? Like, or are they? Because you say interpretation is,
my blood pressure machine, that can be all over the place.
Yeah, so how do you interpret that when
you're home?
Exactly,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, is it scary? Is it dangerous?
Oh my God, it was so high a couple of times, it was mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. So what is your recommendation when it comes to these home tests? Like, I do home tests for COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when I was sick last month.
And they're not the greatest tests.
Yeah, they were all negative, so I don't know, I didn't.
But yeah, but they're not 100%. So if it's negative, it's not a guarantee that it's negative. It just means the test is negative. So it's not likely that you have COVID, but it's still possible.
When
that
I was
you
supposed
have COVID.
To get, this is the only time I'll ever use this word. Ever. When I was supposed to get my colonoscopy and and I had to get a COVID test.
Uh-huh. John's all grossed out because she mentioned ovaries. No, okay, but let's talk about your colonoscopy.
I'm just saying it had to be canceled.
Let's talk about your colon, John.
Okay. Let's talk about the cyst on your prostate. I got the test from the clinic, and it said positive. So they had to delay it, okay? So I went to the drugstore, and I bought the test. I did two tests negative.
Yeah.
Which one was wrong?
Right.
That's a great question. And which test was better? You would assume that the test at the hospital was better.
Absolutely.
But hard to say.
But they even told me, said, no, that can happen.
Yeah. Well, I remember pregnancy tests back in the day. I mean, you know, Jim, back when you guys were having babies, pregnancy tests were like a big deal. You had to go to the doctor and get a blood test. And before that, remember that old, you know, the rabbit died. Do you remember that adage?
Absolutely.
That was
Absolutely.
How you knew that somebody was pregnant. There was none of this peeing on a stick business.
Right.
That's what everybody does now. Those peeing on a
stick
tests.
I know, I've tried it.
Yeah, it doesn't work for you?
Uh-uh. He couldn't hit the stick.
I'm just saying.
But now those tests are as good as the blood tests. So we don't see people coming in now asking for blood tests. But we do still use the blood test for different things. So tests evolve. They get better. And the home tests, to your point, Jim, it's you need somebody to be able to interpret those for you. And sometimes those companies will offer that interpretation, but you have to then, you know, after you get your result, talk to a counselor and figure out how you're going to get that information from them.
You know, one other thing I want to talk about, I know there's something else. A person I know had to have a kidney transplant,
mm-hmm.
completely healthy person, but our age, that's, you know, but took great care of themselves.
He did.
Had a reaction to an antibiotic.
Yeah.
And cause unbelievably serious. Todd was talking.
Can you believe that? This guy was healthy too.
Todd, what happened to you that time with an antibiotic?
A friend of mine took some antibiotics and his arm kind of blew up. He had an allergic reaction to it. But one of his arms just kind of exploded.
That's weird.
But I mean, you think you're taking something that's so good for you, that's so good to take care of whatever problems you have. And those can lead to problems.
For sure. Antibiotics are not vitamins. They are a specific medication to treat a specific problem. So if you have a cold, an antibiotic is not your answer. A cold is a virus, and an antibiotic will not treat that.
And I know people that when they get an antibiotic, they don't use them all up. And they say, well, because next time I have a cold or my kids have a cold, I'll just give them some antibiotics.
Don't do that for
Completely
two reasons.
Completely the worst thing in the world you can do, right?
Yeah, it's not the right treatment. You can have an adverse reaction, and it can be serious, like your friend with the kidneys. It's rare, but it definitely can happen.
Yeah.
But also, the more we inappropriately use antibiotics, the more we increase antibiotic resistance. And that means that it won't work when we need it. And we're seeing it a lot. I'm going to say another word that you're going to love. Gonorrhea. We're seeing it a lot in gonorrhea right now.
I got to get a sound effect. So whenever she gets one of those words. Yeah.
So we are getting to the point now with treating gonorrhea where we don't have very many effective antibiotics because we have been irresponsible with the way that we've used it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gonorrhea, syphilis, anything else?
So what we should do with that, I've got a new concept. You come in and you just say words and we see which one of them gets grossed out the most. Okay.
It'd be me.
I think so.
I'll just raise my hand right now. I'm the most squeamish person in the world.
Surrender
when it comes to that
right
stuff.
Now.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's so much more complicated, which is why you have to be a partner in your own health. You really have to be driving the boat, and you need a relationship with a trusted healthcare provider so you can ask questions and you've got somebody to guide you.
And you need to make an appointment and go. I mean, there are people, I mean, and it's, you know, people don't go because they're afraid. They're afraid what they're going to find out, but they have to go because so many things can be treated. So, look, I think if there's a New Year's resolution to have, it's like, I'm going to get my physical this year.
I haven't gotten in three years.
I mean, people need to do that.
Yes.
And so much of it is covered by insurance. It's not.
It is covered by insurance. Preventive care is covered by insurance.
Right.
No cost. That was part of Obamacare.
How'd your workout go yesterday?
Oh, it's tough.
Did you fall over when you did a lunge? Doc, Kristen, thank you so much for being here. We love you. Thank you so much.
I love you, too.
Thanks, Doc.
Sandra Rank joins us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Well, here we sit on the 20th of February with little to no snow across the state of Wisconsin. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. I know it's something farmers are already talking about. Is this a precursor to a drought year for the growing season 2024? You know, those water levels matter not only in our soils, but also in our rivers. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says, right now, as far as barge traffic is concerned, our water levels are okay.
Well, right now, river levels, for the most part, are fairly good shape. And you know, obviously, we'll see things. We'll need to really kind of focus on the weather as we go forward. But, you know, you go look at, you know, where Memphis is, which is a major focus point, currently running fairly well above its necessary, you know, depth levels. That was the big focus over here in the fall. Right now, though, the Mississippi River seems to be okay, at least in the southern part where we're moving things up and down the river to get things to the ports at this time frame, as well as things coming back up north, you know, getting ready for the spring planting window.
That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. I guess the good news is there is rain in the forecast beginning front part of next week. Markets and overnight electronic trade getting back to business after a three-day weekend. Right now, the good news is corn and soybeans trading higher. Numbers are next. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? You know, for every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. You know, how those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say over a dollar now, you know, years ago before inflation, we'll say, it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right, that can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. All right, in overnight electronic trade, as we start off a Tuesday morning, right now we've got December new crop corn up a penny at 460, November new crop beans up a nickel right now at 1154. Wheat is still a little softer, July contracts down 2.5 right now, 559 a bushel. The March class 3 milk currently a penny higher, 1685. The April milk unchanged at 1709 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand, rolling into the trade session after the three-day weekend. For more farm news anytime you need it, go to MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Today is going to be very similar to yesterday, just a little warmer, partly cloudy. 45 will be our high this afternoon. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 27 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny, 49. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning.
And the talk of Green Bay all day long.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Now, Inside the House with Sandra Rank of the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 7:34 in the morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. Special thanks to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who made us both very, very uncomfortable,
right,
but gave us very, very important information.
I was cracking up, especially when she went down the ovary thing. I'm like, oh my God, I wish I was in there to see their faces. But
two guys who are are married with daughters and were like, stop, stop, stop. I don't want to hear it anymore.
And we got kids. We
she
just
was making
don't
you
know
guys squirm.
Where they come from.
We just don't.
No.
We're into the, what's the bird?
Huh?
Who brings the kids?
The stork.
Yeah. We're
okay.
In the stork. She threw me. I'm so off my game because of that discussion. Hey, before we get, I'm going to talk about Sandra Rankin. She's got a special guest here. But John, I just got to read this text I got. The Hy-Vee in Bay Park Square, right? The largest one. It's 125,000 square feet. And you know the burger place in there, you guys, is that Wahlburgers. That's that guy from
Blue Bloods. I used to watch that show.
Right. It's that chain of burgers.
Okay.
So you and I go there. We'll go there for lunch
sometime.
But not on a Friday because it's Lent. Okay. Sandra Rank is in the house. And our listeners love hearing about your perspective on real estate because you know it better than anyone. And the cost, the price, and the market out there, what's all going on. And introduce your special guest because she's critical to us buying a home.
Yes. So my very special guest is Brittany Moran. She is with Nicolet Bank. So I've been working with Brittany, I don't even know how many years. Nicolet Bank.
At least 10.
Yeah, Nicolet Bank since they opened. So Brittany we work together a lot. So I thought I would bring her on because a lot of people have, like we get a question, how do I find a good lender? What's a good credit score these days? Because that changes. Why is it important that you have a good credit score? What does that mean to your rate that you get? So why don't we just kind of start there and answer those questions, and then we can just move the conversation at where it goes.
Yeah, that sounds good. When it comes to rate, that's a whole animal in itself because what used to be considered a good credit score has changed over the years. So
can you give us numbers, like ranges, like what used to be good and what's good now?
Yes. So what used to be considered good credit was 740. Credit scores go up to 850. So it gives you a little bit of wiggle room. However, a lot of people will have on their app, you know, if most of you have like a major credit card, it'll tell you, oh, my credit score is 800. And then they come to us and we pull their credit. And it may not be that because there's three credit bureaus that report. So it's important to kind of keep that in mind. When it comes to your rate, it really can be affected by that. And that can cost a lot of money over the years. So when it comes to not only personal loans, mortgages, which Sandra and I work on, but also business loans. So for business customers and commercial business owners, that can make a big difference on there.
Tell me about, there's ads that you see once in a while to improve your credit score. Is that just a scam?
Many times it is. There's certain things to think about with credit score. So one thing is, let's say you have a credit card and it's a $1,000 limit. You don't want to spend more than $300 on that credit card every month. It's 30% of what your credit limit is. Anything over that can actually bring your score down.
Yeah, there are a lot of ways that people don't know about that can really hurt you. I mean, especially for young people, if they're not careful, they let things slide. That doesn't go away, does it?
No, and especially sometimes people will say, well, I just want to get a small card for $500. I don't want to spend more than that. But then they spend $500 every month. That actually can hurt the credit score versus getting a larger card and only spending that
amount. Right, so that's good advice. So to a young listener, actually to an older listener too, your credit card limit is $10,000. Don't spend more than $3,000 a month, 30%, and then pay it off right away.
Every month, yes, if you can. Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. That's great advice. What else do we got to do to get a loan from you guys?
So the pre-approval process is really important. And sometimes clients, even it doesn't matter if you're younger or older, you may be in a position where you don't need a loan. It's still important to talk to a bank to figure out what that process looks like from the offer with your realtor. What's important with the pre-approval process at Nicolet is we do true underwriting. So we would gather, let's say you're trying to get a loan with us, Jim, and we'd want to underwrite that loan. We'd collect all your tax returns, your bank statements, your pay stubs, the whole process.
You have them.
Yeah.
Yours are all public record, aren't they?
Yeah, so we would actually do full underwriting. So our team here in Green Bay, it's all local. And then once you're pre-approved, it's good for 120 days. We do a soft credit pull so it doesn't hurt your credit. And then
why is that? Why, when somebody checks your credit, can that actually penalize you?
Yeah, even like, let's say you're going to buy a car and you want to get financed through that dealer, they may pull your credit 5 or 6 times depending on which institution wants that loan, and that can really hurt your score. Any
Why?
Inquiry, it's looking at are you being more susceptible to more debt? Are you maybe going to take out more debt? So the more option or more times you get it pulled, that can bring your score down.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What about a little thing like a cable bill? Like, I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I forget to pay my cable bill for a couple of months. And then they're at, no, we're going to, you know, collection, blah, 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 blah. Can that hurt your credit score, a little thing like that?
Big time. We see most of the collections that we see on credit reports are for a few $100s. And most of them are cable.
Yep.
Internet, obviously, is considered. And then medical is another one, too. And if you have those, we won't be able to proceed with your loan until those get cleaned up.
Because of a cable bill.
And sometimes you don't even know it.
That's what I mean.
If they sent a bill and you moved or something,
goes to their mailbox?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to jump in here really quick. One thing that's really important about a pre-approval letter from Nicolet Bank, so when we have a multiple offer situation, obviously most people have they bring their pre-approval letter to the offer. When we have a Nicolet pre-approval letter, any agent in town knows the depth of work that they do ahead of time versus just saying, yeah, you're good for it. We know they're solid. We call it solid gold, baby.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. But when you're competing with multiple offers, that's an edge to you that you have that letter from Nicolet. So Nicolet does a really good job with their business. I mean, they're really, really thorough and they're very respected. So
does Mike Daniels sign off on everyone personally?
Not everyone. No.
So do you have Eric sign off when he's not there?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They just hire good people and trust their judgment.
Yeah, that's true too.
Bob gives a stamp. That's it. It's done. Hey, where are you in the step? So I'm looking for a home. Are you first? Sandra first?
First. The lender's first.
But what if I don't know if I want a $200,000-$400,000 home? Like, you
don't.
You know,
I would just say this: don't waste the realtor's time.
Lenders first, and here's why. And here's another thing about when you don't know what you can afford. This is why the lender is really important. The interest rates are changing so much. The interest rate helps determine what you can afford. So when you're like, especially right now,
right?
People don't pay attention to interest rates, but it's like, okay, if I can afford, if the house is $300,000, I can afford it at. When it gets to 6%, I can't afford it at 6.5% or 7%. So when you meet with a lender, you understand the payment that you can handle. You work backwards from the payment you can handle. That's why the lender is first.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you put in an offer and there's another offer and one has pre-qualified and the other doesn't, it's not even a question anymore, is it, Sandra? Who gets it?
No question.
No.
The lender's your first step.
Yeah.
So how do you pick a good lender? How do you choose a good lender? So what are some good guidelines on that?
I think one thing, obviously, I'm going to have to plug Nicolet on that, but having a local lender and someone that you have a relationship with.
Truth.
So relationship lending is totally different than just, hey, I'm going to go online and apply for a mortgage. Because in the event that something goes awry or there's surprises, which Sandra and I have had some fun ones over the years, we can adapt as needed. So let's say you said my budget's $300,000, but you found the perfect house and it's $310,000. Can we work with you? Can we figure out a way? Do we need to pay off a certain debt to make sure that payment can still work? And so we'll adjust that pre-approval letter very quickly.
I've had to deal with, everybody in real estate has, with some of these companies, I won't even say their names, but the lender was from California.
Or they're online. Oh my God,
exactly.
Just cringe.
Had no idea about the little, because there was a thing about what the house was worth, the appraisal and everything. Had no idea about this market whatsoever. And I'm trying to explain to this person, no, this is cool. This is legit. This is whatever. They had no idea because they were almost basing on California type things versus you guys could drive by the place and literally it's 10 minutes away from right where we're sitting and say, yep, we're cool.
Or half the time it's Little Green Bay, so everybody knows whose house it was anyway.
Right,
so,
absolutely.
I think the other thing to consider, too, is that we use local appraisers, too.
Yep.
So they're not coming up from Chicago or something like that. They know the area, which, think about Lambeau. Those houses, I mean, that's a unique animal in itself. So we have helped a lot of clients with very unique properties, too, which has been fun.
Yeah, the local aspect is really important.
Yes, totally important. Jim, when are you going to sell your house? What do you think yours would be worth?
I'm not selling my house.
Never? Because no. I'd buy your house.
You're not the only one.
I would buy your I'd buy your garage. Is your garage for sale? I would buy your garage and live upstairs of it.
You could do that. No, you can't do that because it's my garage. Right. But someone could do that. People fall in love with their homes. And I know what is it? Isn't it turnaround like every 7 years?
Right now that it's actually going up. It used to be 7 years. Now it's like 10 to 15.
Do you think that's because of rate?
I think that's because of rate. I think it's because just so many different things are happening. I think people are honestly super busy too.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have time. One of the things I wanted to ask you was, when people buy down a rate, what does that look like? How does that happen?
So it depends. Every lender's different, and there's a limit on how much you can buy the rate down.
Is that buying points?
Yep. Yes. Yeah. So back in the day, more people would do that because rates were obviously a lot higher. Now it really depends on the person. I really haven't had many clients do that because of how often rates adjust. So instead of putting that money towards points, we have them put either more money down on their loan, pay more monthly every month, and or use that for refinancing down the road.
Do people, let's say you've got a mortgage right now, but a lot of people don't, right? I mean, isn't Green Bay like a high percent of our homes without mortgages?
The national statistic is 60% of houses do not, excuse me, 40% do not have a loan.
Wow. Can you believe that?
That'd be nice. Can't even imagine. What would you do with the money? That'd be unbelievable.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Do people with a mortgage come to your bank? Like, let's say they're with Associated, or they're with, you know, whatever, a Bank First. Do people just kind of get a bank and they live with that bank till the mortgage is paid off?
A lot of times we get a lot of relocation. Like, we work a lot with physicians and things like that. So when they relocate to the area, obviously they like to have a local bank. So we get opportunities there. But certainly we have people that work with us that switch banks and
really?
Things like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You treat physicians pretty well.
Yep. They're very vital to our community, too.
And they're making bank. So they've been there. This kid hasn't had a job in his life. And you guys are like, oh, we'll give you $500,000.
Well, I say his future looks pretty good.
Right. Right. It is. There. You're going to get a job. Anyway, that's it.
Hey, Sandra, this is something I know it's a touchy subject, but election year and interest rates. Even Jim and I, the one time we both watched 60 Minutes at the same time, and that main guy in charge of the whole Fed thing, right, Jim? He danced around it.
He did. Not
Jerome Powell.
Yeah,
yes,
we didn't watch it together. We just hit different houses. Anyway.
Not in your garage?
But he's got an awesome garage.
The interest rates.
In an election year.
So I didn't bring my crystal ball. I left it in my car. But when it comes to interest rates, what happens on an election year is, no matter who wins, what will happen this year, I think, is that in general, the stock market reflects on what they know and the history behind what's going to happen. So no matter who wins, we kind of know what to expect as far as policies and things like that. So if it doesn't really matter who wins, but we do think that rates will drop this summer, hopefully. They did say, what did we say last time?
He did say that.
Yeah. 5.5 by December, and obviously that didn't happen. So
right. So what I've learned in the business, and that's why I really didn't want to talk about rates, because she doesn't have a crystal ball. People project all kinds of things, and they're all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do is talk to your lender and figure out what you can afford. We always say, shop the rate, marry the house.
Mm-hmm.
Find the house. The rates will adjust. Typically, they adjust, right? So, I mean, but you don't be not entering the market right now because of the rates. The rates may go up. The rates may go down. And if the rates go down, we're going to have a ton of people come back into the market. Well, refinance, they're going to come back into the market.
Right.
So people just need to look at buying a house a little bit, like what you can afford. Talk to your lender.
Brittany, what do we have to bring in? Would we call you to make an appointment? What's the process? Somebody wants, and you say start with the lender. So how do we do that? And what do we bring in? Do we bring in our tax returns or what?
Most of the time a phone conversation is nice. Coming in person, obviously, if you're here in town locally is good too. Typically we talk about the budget first and talking about, you know, what do you have now for debt? What do you have coming up in their future? Things like that.
And I'm sure they're all totally honest when they tell you that.
Usually. I mean, for
This is Wisconsin.
Yeah.
It is.
Everybody is so
nice.
Friendly, right?
They are.
So when it comes to that, you can bring all those documents with you. However, most of the time with technology now, it's all on the computer. So bringing in paper copies is fine, but we're just going to scan them and upload them into our system. So it's very nice.
It's really
easy.
Important. Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it really important that a person, especially a guy, middle age or more, he has good health insurance in case something goes wrong?
Health insurance?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or life insurance.
Life insurance is very important.
Yes. But you know what you got to be careful of on that, Jim? Because I did that, and it was through Nicolet. They even check, like, your weight. The places, to, as far as your height-to-weight ratio, as far as your
I'm sure people are just totally honest with that, too.
So. You have to step on the scale. We got to set a quick break. Sandra Rank in the house. Back after this.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Hey, Wayne, shopping for a new door? Do you need something more dependable?
Yes, something that's durable, dent-resistant, knows how to take a hit, and is going to last for years.
We're still talking about the door, right?
Oh, yeah, right. Of course.
Wayne Larrabee and Jeff Levering shopping together at Pella? What next? How about 0% interest for up to 60 months when you place your order by February 23rd at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Visit PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. See show for details. Offer ends June 23rd, 2024.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tuesday morning with Sandra Rank in the house. By the way, Sandra, I have to show you before you leave here the other renderings that my amazing artist Spencer Hunter did for the Bart Starr potential. Wait till you see them.
Okay, I can't wait.
They're magnificent. We're not quitting on this thing.
Oh, no.
We're going to take it as far as we can.
No. Yeah.
I'm a little concerned with the DOT in regards to the sign, okay, if they're going to okay it, whatever. But even with that, I've been working with Downtown Green Bay Association about some other things to honor Bart Starr, even if it's not that sign. But we swear we're going to get that whole little thing cleaned up. We're going to get rid of the barbed wire, get rid of the busted up fence. We're going to make that look so much more clean and appropriate for Bart Starr. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But we're also looking at some cool murals for Bart Starr, possibly at the other end of that bridge.
I love it.
Yes.
And tying in with that, I just, like we started the program, we still have time, but it's also election day. Primary day. And if we get some better people on the council, that is going to help move this. That what they did was not right. It was, I don't know, embarrassment's the right word, but it was just not right what was done to honor someone like. And you need people with vision, with commitment, that really feel really good about the city. So, I want to just remind our listeners to get out and vote today. It's primary election day, and we're going to need some good people on the city council and on the county board and the mayor of Menasha. That's a primary today. So just get out there and vote. But that stuff all ties into the beauty. And you're in real estate. I mean, the city has something to do with how our real estate.
Oh, beautification is a big deal.
Right.
It's a huge deal. I mean, people that, not we're getting off a lending topic here, but when you drive around your city and you see inspirational things, it makes you just feel better about where you live.
Totally.
My gosh, that's a duh.
And then you might go home and get the ladder out and do some work. It's like look, I want to play this game too. I want to be part of a beautification of a city. So, yes, I just want to bring it up. But can't do without money, and that's why you're here, Brittany, from Nicolet. How about someone that wants to make home improvements? Is that you too?
Yes.
What about construction loans?
Right. Yes.
All right.
Not many lenders are doing construction loans anymore.
Why?
So they're very high risk. If you think about it, I mean, so we work with a lot of local title companies. I know Tim Pollock was it last week with you?
Mm-hmm.
He's very good and very funny too, by the way.
But Tim was great.
Yeah, he's great. So anyways, we work
John's funnier than him, but yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Wow.
And so
that is true.
I know it is. I work with him.
He's a lot drier. He has that real dry sense of humor.
Yeah. Yeah. You know those attorneys, they're a little uppity. Yeah. They're a little uppity. Mm-hmm. Get these sports guys, they're the real deal. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. Yes, construction loan.
So construction loans are really fun for us to be a part of, seeing from concept to the end process. Obviously, spring showcase of homes is coming up too, just a plug for that while we're here. But I think it's important that we are building more homes because Sandra and I have talked about inventory and the lack thereof. So these homes need to get built, whether that be custom homes or spec homes from builders. So Nicolet helps with the commercial side with spec homes, and then obviously consumers trying to build homes too.
Okay. Go ahead, Sandra.
So when people come to take out a loan with you, there are various types of mortgages to have. So there's the 30-year fixed. There are ARMs, there's FHA. So why don't you kind of go over the general of the different types of loans and what we see predominantly and why?
30-year fixed is pretty common for a while. There was talk of a 40-year fixed, which if you look at your mortgage, if you've had a mortgage and you look at how little principal gets paid on a 30-year mortgage, imagine a 40. I mean, that you're never paying
that loan. It was for affordability. That was why they were thinking that.
Okay, if I had a house and I had a 40-year mortgage and I'm not going to live 40 years, what happens if I die?
So then if there's a mortgage out there, your home goes, typically we talked about, you guys talked about this the other day, about something happens to you, how your home gets distributed through the estate and things like that, through probate.
Okay.
So they would have to sell that home, or if there's a family member that wants to buy that home from you, they would have to buy that and pay off that mortgage.
Okay, got it.
It doesn't just go away.
I was always thinking.
We don't just snap our fingers.
Like, yeah, give me a 40-year loan. I would be 112.
John, yeah, because he was going to take out a 40-year mortgage on that $3.2 million home that Sandra has. It's like, Johnny, no, so your kid's going to have to, your son's going to have to pay that off.
Just the thought. All right, whatever.
Okay, thanks for putting
that. But an ARM, adjustable rate, they scare me.
Yeah, so for the longest time, we didn't even do adjustable rate mortgages. I didn't hear about them. You didn't talk about them. Obviously, last year when rates kind of went up, it was a lot more common. So back in the day, the adjustable rate mortgages used to be a year long term, or maybe two or three. So if you think about that, a year isn't very long. And then all of a sudden, if that adjusts, it could be a problem. So now they're typically longer terms. Nicolet can go out to 10 years on an ARM. So we did quite a few ARMs last year.
Oh, okay.
But I still am with John. I still think those things scare me. I think you give your right arm for an ARM.
Because you just never know.
But they cap, I mean, they cap the rate now, though. I mean, it's, what, 2%?
There is a cap on them, and there's a cap every year and things like that. But, and typically, again, back to having a relationship with your lender, we reach out to those clients and say, hey, rates are lowered. It's time to refinance.
So when they come to see you, I'm going to talk about FHA. There's some loans out there for our military that I've got to believe you're. And then there's also some loans out there from some municipalities to improve your home, like a $10,000 grant or something. Are you, you steer them that way? Because that can help a lot.
We do have lenders that help with a lot of those grants. Also, WIDA is a big one, too.
Yeah.
We do a lot of WIDA lending. We work team up with NeighborWorks and things like that, too. So you talk about some of that improvement of neighborhoods and things like that. So certainly there's a lot of really good programs out there. Going back to policy changes and things like that, those are things that help create funding for some of those programs. Right. So it's important.
All right.
So that's one of another reasons why you go see your lender, because you talk about your payment. Then you also talk about what type of loan fits best for your financial situation, because there are options.
Right. And what do I qualify for? They may not know that.
A lot of people don't. And so, like, to Sandra's point, if you say I'm paying $2,000 a month in rent, we've already been paying that. So what does that look like from a mortgage perspective? But also you all own homes. Knowing there's taxes, there's things that go wrong, having funds to make sure if you need a new roof, things like that, insurance. So it's important to understand that, too.
And a good realtor is going to caution you on that. We have, I do live in a nice neighborhood, but they're money pits, those old houses. They really are. People are like, oh, I'd like to buy a house here. It's like, are you kidding me? You don't want a house here. I mean, this is.
Well, can I ask you something, Jim? Do they have the National Historic thing? Because that's a whole different animal than if they've got that designation.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much you get from a loan type thing. They take control, don't they?
Yeah, there's certain rules you have to follow and things like that. And I always talk and tell people to call Sandra, because from a resale value, too, it's important.
Yeah. People need to know what they're buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So but your neighborhood's the number one neighborhood for that around here.
Yeah, but it's, I don't get those grants. There's too much, just too much work. And they, you know, they're Nazis. I mean,
God. No.
Thank you, Brittany, for being on. Go to your lender first. Check out your lender on your home purchase discussion.
Thank you for having me.
Johnny, are you talking about the...
Turn his mic off.
The hysteric...
Trying to keep it on track.
We're trying.
Hysteric Preservation Commission.
Oh, how much time we got, Todd?
Not historic.
Gotta go.
Hey, look at the time. Sandra Rank, thank you so much
for being here.
You brought a wonderful
guest.
You
Brittany.
Always bring
thank
great
you,
guests.
Brittany. This
thanks,
is awesome.
Guys.
Thanks,
Nicolet. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Mine on the
air.
We might be back tomorrow. See you.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations filled with mean-spirited rhetoric? It's time to listen and engage. Join the Rational Revolution with me, Chris Alfine, Saturday afternoons at 2 and Sunday afternoons at 1 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least one person has been killed in Southern California as powerful storms continue to pound the region. Heavy rain bringing life-threatening flooding, winds, and